to Disrespects, Remembrance Day show in honor of veterans who have died, been wounded, or disabled in Canadian wars.
From the line one night in June, I gave a dinner at Béthune. 7 courses, the most gorgeous meal money could buy or Batman steal. 5 hungry lads welcomed the fish with shouts that nearly cracked the dish. Asparagus came with tender tops, strawberries in cream and mutton chops, said Jenkins as my hand he shook. They'll put this in the history book. We bawled church anthems in coro of Bethlehem and Herman Snow, with drinking songs, a mighty sound to help the good red pommard round. Stories and laughter interspersed, we drowned a long labasse thirst. Trenches in June make throats damn dry. Then through the window, suddenly, badge, stripes and medals all complete, we saw him swagger up the street just like a live man. Corporal Stair. Killed last month at Festubert, caught on patrol near the Boche wire, torn horribly by machine gun fire. He paused, saluted smartly, grinned, then passed away like a puff of wind, leaving us blank astonishment. The song broke, up we started, leant out of the window, nothing there. Not the least shadow of Corporal Stair, only a quiver of smoke that showed a fag end dropped on the silent road.
The Padre. Oh, I'll remember till I die, that lad upon the battlefield. He lay, stark staring at the sky, and though I was to slaughter steeled, sadly I stooped and closed his eyes, so blue, so blinded with surprise. Of bloody wound I saw no trace. His rifle he was holding tense. There was no horror in his face, just terrible indifference. So waxen white and cold it was. A marble peace and battle pause. And beautiful. I never knew a lad with such bright hair of gold, with eyes so utter in their blue, a face so cast in classic mold. I've buried many, but that one haunts me. He might have been my son. I was to horror callous then, and battle memories are dim. Yet mid a host of martyred men, somehow I most remember him. A father's pride, a mother's joy, a poor, bewildered, butchered boy. Well, bone is brittle, blood is red. A flag's a rag when all is said. Victory Stuff. An odd name for a poem written by Robert Service. What do you think, lad? What do you think? As the roaring crowd goes by, as the banners flare and the brasses blare and great guns are in the sky, as the women laugh like they've all gone mad and the champagne glasses clink. Ah, you're gripping me hand so tightly, lad. I'm wondering, what do you think? Do you think of the boys we used to know and how they'd have topped the fun? Tom and Charlie and Jack and Joe. Gone now, every one. How they'd have cheered as the joy bells chime and they grabbed each girl for a kiss and now they're rotting in Flanders slime and they gave their lives for this. Or else do you think of the many a time we wished we too was dead? Up to our knees in the freezing grime with the fires of hell overhead, when the youth and the strength of us sapped away and we cursed in our rage and pain, and yet we haven't a word to say. We're glad we'd do it again. I'm scared that they pity us. Come, old boy, let's leave them their flags and their fuss. We'd surely be hating to spoil their joy with the sight of such wrecks as us. Let's slip away quietly, you and me, and we'll talk of our chums out there. You with your eyes that we'll never see. Me that's wielding a chair. By Robert Service, based on a real-life experience when he was an ambulance driver in World War I. There is a city that glitters on the plain. Afar off, we can see its tall cathedral spire, and there we often take our wounded from the little village hospitals to the railhead. Tragic little buildings, these emergency hospitals, town halls, churches, schools. Their cots are never empty, their surgeons never still. The wounded make no moan. They lie limp, heavily bandaged, with bare legs and arms protruding from their blankets. They do not know where they're going. They do not care. Like livestock, they are labeled and numbered. Sometimes they shake our hands and thank us for the drive. The poem is titled, A Casualty. That boy I took in the car last night, the one with the body that awfully sagged away, with his lips blood crisped and his eyes flame bright and his poor hands folded, cold as clay. Oh, I've thought and I've thought of him all day. For the weary old doctor, he says to me, he'll only last an hour or so. Both of his legs below the knee, blown off by a bomb, so lad, go slow. And please remember, he doesn't know. So I try to drive with never a jar, and there I was cursing the road like mad, when I hear a ghost of a voice from the car. Tell me, old chap, have I copped it bad? So I answers no, and he says I'm glad. Glad, says he. For at 22, life's so splendid, I'd hate to go. There's so much good that a chap might do, and I fought from the start, and I've suffered so. 'Twould be hard to get knocked out now, you know. Forget it, says I, and I drive a while. And I passed him a cheery word or two. But he didn't answer for many a mile, and just as the hospital hove in view, says I, is there nothing more that I can do? Then he opens his eyes and he smiles at me. And he takes my hand in his trembling hold. Thank you. You're far too kind, says he. I'm awfully comfy. Stay. Let's see. I fancy my blankets become unrolled. My feet. Please wrap them. They're cold. They're cold.
Passing bells for these who die as cattle. Only the monstrous anger of the guns, only the stuttering rifles' rapid rattle can patter out their hasty orisons. No mockeries for them, no prayer, nor bells, nor any voice of mourning, save the choirs, the shrill demented choirs of wailing shells, and bugles calling for them from sad shires. What candles may be held to speed them all? Not in the hands of boys, but in their eyes shall shine the holy glimmer of goodbyes. The pallor of girls' brows shall be their pall, their flowers the tenderness of patient minds, and each slow dusk a drawing down of blinds.
We brought him in from between the lines, but we had better have left him lie. For what's the use of risking one's skin for a type that's going to die? What's the use of tearing him loose under a grueling fire when he shot in the head and worse than dead and all messed up on the wire? However, I say we brought him in. Diable. The mud was bad. The trench was crooked and greasy and high and... oh, what a time we had. And often we slipped and often we tripped, but he never made a moan, and how we were wet with blood and with sweat. Yet we carried him in like our own. Now there he lies in the dugout dim, awaiting the ambulance. The doctor shrugs his shoulders and remarks, he hasn't a chance. And we squat and smoke at our game of bridge on the glistening straw-packed floor. And above our oaths, you can hear his breath, deep drawn, in a kind of snore. For the dressing station is long and low, and the candles gutter dim, and the mean light falls on the cold clay walls and our faces bristly and grim. And we flap our cards on the lousy straw, we laugh and jibe as we play. And you'd never know that the cursed foe was less than a mile away. As we con our cards in the rancid gloom, oppressed by that snoring breath, you'd never dream that our broad roof beam was swept by a broom of death. Hi-ho, my turn for the dummy hand. I rise and I stretch a bit, for the fetid air is making me yawn and my cigarette's unlit. So I go to the nearest candle flame. The man we brought is there, and his face is white in the shabby light. And I stand at his feet and stare. I stand a while and quietly stare, for strange though it seems to be, the dying Boche on the stretcher there has a queer resemblance to me. It gives one kind of a turn, you know, to come on a thing like that. It's just as if I were lying there with a turban of blood for a hat, lying there in a coat gray-green, instead of a coat gray-blue, with one of my eyes all shot away and my brain half tumbling through, lying there with a chest that heaves like a bellows up and down, and cheek as white as snow on a grave, lips that are coffee brown. And confound him, too, he wears, like me, on his finger, a wedding ring, and around his neck, as around my own, by a greasy bit of string, a locket hangs with a woman's face, and I turn it about to see, just as I thought, on the other side, the faces of children three, clustered together, cherub-like, three laughing little girls, with the usual tiny rosebud mouths and the usual silken curls. Zoot, I say, he has beaten me, for I have only two, and I shove the locket beneath his shirt, feeling a little blue, for it isn't cheerful to see a man, the marvelous work of God, crushed in the mutilation mill, crushed to a smeary clod, it isn't cheerful to hear him moan, but it isn't that I mind. It isn't the anguish that goes with him. It's the anguish he leaves behind. For his going will open a tragic door that gives on a world of pain, and the death he dies for those who live and love will die again and again. So here I am back at my cards once more, but it's kind of spoiling my play, thinking of those three brats of his, so many mile away, but war is war, and he's only a Boche, and we all of us take our chance. Still, all the same, I'll be mighty glad to be here in the ambulance. One foe the less, but all the same, I'm heartily glad I'm not the man who gave him his busted head, the sniper who fired the shot. No trumps you make it, I thought you said. You'll pardon me if I err. For a moment, I thought of other things. Mon Dieu, qu'il fasse de guerre. By S.E. Kaiser. The poem's titled Unsubdued. I have hoped, I have planned, I have striven. To the will I have added the deed. All that was in me I've given. I have prayed, but the gods would not heed. I have dared and reached only disaster. I have battled and broken my lance. I am bruised by a pitiless master that the weak and the timid call chance. I am old, I am bent, I am cheated of all that life urged me to win. But name me not with the defeated. Tomorrow again I begin. Thank you.
You've been listening to an unusual Remembrance Day tribute on Disrespect.
We opened with Bond of Friendship from the CD Fields of Honor by the band of the Royal Regiment of Canada.
And segued into Simon Russell Beale's Corporal Stare from The Pity of War, a BBC Music CD. Next up, The March from A Bridge Too Far on Great War Themes on the Pickwick label. Rick Harrett and The Padre by Robert Service. Track 2 from Traditions 135, the Queen's Own Rifles of Canada Regimental Band and Bugles. Again, Rick Harrett and A Casualty. High on a Hill, the Band of the Blues and Royals on Great War Themes. Anthem for Doomed Youth by Simon Russell Beale. Only a Bosch, again, Rick Harrett. Silver Bugles from Traditions 135. And last, Vimy Ridge, again, from Traditions 135. The aircraft flybys were courtesy of Warbird Heaven, to whom we're grateful, www.warbirdheaven.de. Our final poem, Unsubdued, by Rick Harrett. That's all for Disrespect this week. Our thanks to the many people who made this possible, and our thoughts with the men and women who in war gave their lives.